The failure of drug war is glaringly obvious to judges, cops, wardens, prosecutors, and millions more now calling for decriminalization, legalization, the end of prohibition. Let us investigate the Century of Lies.
Hello and welcome to Century of Lies. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org. At the beginning of March, Students for Sensible Drug Policy held its International Drug Policy Reform Conference in Baltimore, Maryland. The opening keynote at SSDP 2018 this year was given by Neil Franklin. Neil Franklin is a retired major with the Baltimore Police Department. He's a former law enforcement officer with a long and distinguished career, and he is currently the executive director of Law Enforcement Action Partnership, which some time back changed its name from the original, which was Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Well, whatever they call themselves, LEAP are some great people, and Neil Franklin is a good man, a good friend. Again, as I say, he spoke at the SSDP conference on March 2nd. His talk was called The Art of Drug Policy War. Let's give it a listen.
So I just got in from L.A. a couple hours ago. So I know that a lot of people had a difficult time getting here, and I know a couple people from the West Coast weren't able to make it, but they're going to be here. We're going to have a good time. And yeah, go ahead, Claire. We're going to have a good time. I hope you're having a good time. So let me officially welcome you to my hometown of Baltimore. Yeah, that's right. Anyone else from Baltimore? Go ahead, give a shit. So this is my hometown. I grew up in Baltimore, just about 10 minutes north of here in Reservoir Hill, an up-and-coming place. It used to be a very nice place, but had some problems. So I grew up here. My mother still lives in the same house that I grew up in. She's been there for 50-something years, close to 60 years. And it's Zone 17. Does that sound familiar to any of you guys? Zone 17 was the zip code of Freddie Gray, Sandtown, Winchester. And our neighborhood is a neighboring, is right next to Sandtown, Winchester. And a lot of times when they have events dealing with the Freddie Gray incident, they refer to it as Zone 17. Baltimore has had a very, very rough time with the war on drugs. Baltimore has, I'll say this, as we are now dealing with this opiate crisis, Baltimore has been a heroin town for a very, very long time. Within the black community and the white community. We've criminalized a lot of people in this town, as in other cities across this country. And we're now moving to a place away from criminalization, and you guys are going to be extremely important to this effort. For us to continue to move in this direction as a country, and the importance of this country is that just as we began the war on drugs and we pushed it out to the rest of the world, we're going to be responsible for ending it. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I'm going to talk about war. I'm going to talk about the war to end the war on drugs. War on people, because that's what we need to do. And we're going to talk a little bit about the strategy for that and your importance to that. Students for Sensible Drug Policy. I'm going to talk a little bit about your organization and what I expect of your organization. But let us first begin with talking a little bit about war. Who knows the title of this particular talk? Anyone? You don't know? Go ahead. Thank you. The Art of War. How many of you read the book? So some of you have read the book. It's 13 chapters. It's about the art of war. Does anyone know this guy's name? Oh, you guys are going to be good. Maybe I can get a co-presenter up here with me. So it's 13 chapters. And obviously we can't talk about all 13 chapters, but we're just going to focus on the first chapter. So for those of you that don't know, The Art of War, Sun Tzu, he is very well known. Goes all the way back to Chinese military before in B.C., many centuries, I think 5 centuries B.C. And his writings, his book is probably the most influential writings regarding the strategy of war. And it's not just about war, it's about, I mean, the business community, they use his teachings. Attorneys, they use his teachings. We should be, and I think we do in a sense, we use his teachings. But we're going to talk a little bit about how this plays into what we're doing and how we improve what we're doing. So we're going to talk about the first chapter, but let me just run through the 13 for you real quick. Laying plans, waging war, attack by stratagem. Can you guys see that? Some of you can. I know it's like... For those of you that might be familiar with Baltimore, I know this, you guys, see, it's hard. You guys are so young that you don't remember Memorial Stadium. Who does? Who's clapping back there? Obstructed view seating, that's what Memorial Stadium was about. So. But this is such a great venue. Tactical dispositions, energy, weak points, maneuvering, variations in tactics, the army on the march, terrain, the 9 situations, the attack by fire, and the use of spies. Number 13 is kind of interesting, and you've got to be always thinking about spies. And but we're going to focus on the laying of plans. We don't have any spies in here, do we? I saw a hand go up. I know how to handle spies. We'll talk later. You guys are good. I love you. I love you. I really do. Detailed assessment and planning. Detailed assessment and planning. Laying plans. So there are basically 5 fundamental factors that we're going to cover real quick. And I don't have a lot of time for my talk, but I'm hoping that this will set the stage not just for what you're going to be doing this weekend and then coming into Monday, but for going forward as a very, very powerful organization of young people. So the way, the moral law, the moral law. The second one is the seasons, the heavens. The third, terrain, which is earth. The fourth, leadership, the commander. Where's the commander? I know she's around somewhere. The commander, leadership. That's Betty, in case you guys don't know. Management, method, and discipline. Woohoo! Go ahead. I think you're right. And then there's 7 elements that determine the outcomes of military engagements. We're probably not going to get into those, but just remember those, because for those of you that have not read The Art of War, I'm really encouraging you to do it. So again, we're just going to be covering the first chapter, laying plans. But again, there's 13 great chapters in here. So let's go ahead and begin with this first of the five, which is the way, moral law. Causes the people to be in complete accord with their leader, so that they will follow, in this case, her, regardless of their lives, undismayed by any danger, courage. What is the danger in the work that you do? What is the danger for you in this space that you're working in? I know what it is for me. Right, 34 years in policing. I started doing this work while I was still in policing. The ridicule, right? The name calling. In some cases, you know, maybe reputation. I didn't have much of one anyway, but. So what is that for you? What does that mean for you? Could it mean your reputation? Could it mean loss of friends or family members? You know, what is that risk that you're taking in doing this work? This isn't very popular work. Even though we've made some strides, it's still not very popular work. So you need to think about that, and it's probably going to be different as you go from person to person. Why do you do this work? Why are you here? Have you really thought about it? Are you on the same accord with your leader? Do you know what the vision is? Just some things to think about regarding the way, the first of the five. The second one, the seasons, sometimes referred to as heaven, signifies night, day, cold, heat, wind. Haven't experienced any wind lately, have you? Times and seasons, which in this context could be legislative sessions, or the time when a certain administration might be in power. Things that you have no control over, but you must learn to deal with and to navigate. Some of it you can predict, but a lot of it you can't. But again, in this art of war, in waging war, you have to be prepared for this, and you have to factor these things in. Terrain, earth. So what does that mean here? It says here, terrain, earth, comprises distances, great and small, danger and security, open ground and narrow passes, the chances of life and death. But what does that mean in this space of drug policy reform work? Traveling? You guys had to get here. Who came the farthest, by the way? Who? Vegas? Come on, somebody's got to be. Who? Dublin, Ireland. Is that it? Woohoo! Yeah. Give me a hand. So, Philippines. Sorry, Ireland. You guys lose. That's commitment. That's commitment. It's a commitment for all of you to be here for this. So again, what does that mean? Traveling, showing up at a rally or a hearing, navigating Uber or Lyft, right? Transit systems. I heard they were having some problems today. Planes, trains, automobiles. So getting to the Capitol on lobby day. I understand they're going to have buses for you though, right? It shouldn't be that difficult. But the terrain in doing this work, it's typically predictable, but not always, as you can see today, right? But if you do your recon, if you do your homework, you can typically figure this out and know and figure out a strategy or plan for navigating that, right? And getting from point A to point B, but you got to do that work. You know, my staff, they always joke with me because I won't let anyone plan my travel but me. I've got this thing for logistics. I want to make sure that I'm on time. I want to make sure that I have enough time to get from one place to the next. And I build that in. So the terrain in this work that you do, leadership, the commander. The commander stands for the virtues of wisdom, sincerity, benevolence, courage, and strictness.
We'll be back with more of that in just a moment. You are listening to Century of Lies, a production of the Drug Truth Network for the Pacifica Foundation Radio Network on the web at drugtruth.net. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh, editor of drugwarfacts.org. We are listening to Major Neil Franklin, retired police major from Baltimore, who is the executive director of Law Enforcement Action Partnership, LEAP. They're on the web at leap.cc. Neil, as I say, a good friend of the program, was speaking back in early March at the Students for Sensible Drug Policy International Drug Policy Reform Conference, which was held in Baltimore, Maryland. His talk was on the art of drug policy war. We're going to listen to more of Neil in just a moment. And by the way, you can find a lot of great content on the SSDP website at ssdp.org. The conferences are held each year. Next year's will be at the end of March. I don't have the location right in front of me, but go to ssdp.org and sign up for email reminders or just keep on checking. They should have that announcement up soon if they don't already. SSDP conferences each year are some of the best that I've ever attended. They always have tremendous speakers, and there's just such a great positive energy. These are mostly young people. Students, after all, don't have to just be young people. But they are mostly young people, and they're people who are full of hope, full of enthusiasm, and idealism and optimism. And frankly, after a few decades doing drug policy reform, a fresh dose of optimism and enthusiasm kind of helps every once in a while. So I love getting to the SSDP conferences whenever I can. They are a tremendous learning experience. They're a great networking opportunity. I just can't say enough good stuff about them. Whether you're in high school or college or graduate school, you should check out Students for Sensible Drug Policy. Heck, there may be a chapter at your school now. And if there's not, well, what are you waiting for? All right, let's get back to Neil Franklin.
The five cardinal virtues of the Chinese are, number one, humanity and benevolence, number two, uprightness of mind, number three, self-respect, self-control, or proper feeling, four, wisdom, five, sincerity or good faith. I know Betty. She has them all. Go ahead. That's your leader. That's your commander. That is your commander. You guys are in great hands. In really, really good hands. Believe me, in my 34 years of policing, I've had some commanders that... Never mind. I'm not going to go there. Management, standing at the back door. Method and discipline. Stacia. That's you. Method and discipline is to be understood the marshaling of the Army in its proper subdivisions, chapters, the graduations of rank among the officers, the maintenance of the roads by which supplies reach the Army. What does that mean for you? Communication, right? Messaging. The work that we do, how important is messaging, folks? How important is it? How important is it? You can talk. This is a two-way street. Very important. And it must be consistent from one chapter to the next, from one person to the next, from your lips to your lips. And the communication, getting that out to you, that is that management. What also comes with that is managing the military budget, managing the finances. You're here in this space collaborating with one another, meeting with one another. You're going to be sharing a lot of information and ideas over the next few days. You're going to go to the Hill for lobby day. All the work that you do throughout the year, it takes money. It takes raising funds. And we all play a role in making that happen. Let me begin to wrap this up here. So what is this moment all about? This lecture, this talk, you know, as my granddaughter says right here, right now, you know, what is this, what is it all about? You know, this preparation over the next few days, every year you guys go through this, you have this wonderful conference. You know, preparing you guys for the next few weeks, the next few months, the next few years, and doing this work, because this is a war comprised of many battles, and at the moment I cannot see the end, but I think that you guys will see the end. So what is this? What is it all about? This is the one issue. The one issue that if we solve it, if we deal with it, if we end it, the war on people, it will take care of so many other issues and situations around the world. What are they? What are they? Violence? What are they? What else? Poverty. What else? Keep going. Come on, guys. Can't hear you. Mass incarceration. Disease. Public health. What? Stigma. Racism. Corruption. Legal slavery. Research. Environmental destruction. Who's reading my, guys reading my notes? You get the picture, right? And the list goes on and on and on. As far as your mind can take you. I mean, it's interwoven in just about everything that we do, but in a very, very bad way. Those of you that have heard me speak before, like last year at this wonderful conference, you've heard me speak about the importance of this organization in doing this work. You have assembled a very, very powerful army here, and it continues to grow. And whether it continues to grow and its effectiveness as we go forward, it's all up to you. You see, because right now, today I've been talking about one leader, one commander, right? Betty. But you are the future commanders. You are the ones that will pick up the reins. You are the ones that will go out and command other organizations. You are the ones that will, yes, yeah, some of you will even become attorneys. Yeah, and do that wonder. Eric's here, so I can't say too much about attorneys. you will be leading community-based organizations. You will be leading companies. You will be leading in many, many different ways, and hopefully still focusing on this work, still doing this work. I want you to read this book, The Art of War, and apply it to this one, to this work. Apply it to other areas of your life as well, but most importantly here, going forward. I'm serious about this. We've got a lot of work to do. And hopefully it's not as long a road as I'm currently thinking it to be. I would like to see the end of it, guys. So what are you going to do? You going to help me out? What? Okay. I do plan on living a long time. But that said, we got work to do. You are students for sensible drug policy. The work that you currently do is unbelievable. The work that you've done in the past is unbelievable. The work that you will do in the future is unbelievable. And it's going to begin, well, it's already began, but from this point forward, this weekend, wrapping up with Lobby Day on March 5th. I hope to be able to join you on March 5th, but I will certainly be here throughout the conference. And if you need anything while you're here in Baltimore, anything at all, see Eric Sterling. No, seriously, if you need anything at all, if I can provide any assistance or help to you, feel free to call me. Would you like my phone number? You don't want it? Okay, I'm not going to give it to you then. Thanks a lot. Again, you are the leaders of our future. You are the future commanders.
That was retired Major Neil Franklin. He's the executive director of Law Enforcement Action Partnership, a drug policy reformer, a friend of the program, and a friend of mine. Neil was speaking at the Students for Sensible Drug Policy Conference, which was in early March. They held it in Baltimore, Maryland. Neil's talk was on the art of drug policy war. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. You have been listening to Century of Lies. We're a production of the Drug Truth Network for the Pacifica Foundation Radio Network. On the web at drugtruth.net, I've been your host, Doug McVeigh, editor of drugwarfacts.org. The executive director of the Drug Truth Network is Dean Becker. Drug Truth Network programming is available by podcast. The URLs to subscribe are on the Drug Truth Network homepage at drugtruth.net. The Drug Truth Network has a Facebook page. Please give it a like. Drug War Facts has a Facebook page, too. Please give it a like and share it with friends. Remember, knowledge is power. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Doug McVeigh, and of course, also at Drug Policy Facts. We'll be back in a week with 30 more minutes of news and information about drug policy reform and the war on drugs. For now, this is Doug McVeigh saying so long. So long! For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh asking you to examine our policy of drug prohibition, the century of lies. Drug Truth Network programs archived at the James A. Baker III Institute for Public Policy.